Hello everyone, it's your friend Misdiagnosed. I'm here to talk to you about my day yesterday. I'll tell you what, some things just, I don't even know how to explain it, are a miracle. And yesterday I feel like God was really showing me that he was there and in my favor. So I was having a tough day and I was talking to my good best friend Sharona, and she decided to come down. Well, she was already coming to town and she lives over an hour away. And anyway, she was coming to town and decided to come visit me. I was by myself and I was out of medicine. She had some for me and happy day. So as soon as she gets here, my husband is calling me, and I knew he wouldn't call me because he knew I was busy. And anyhow, so he's like, don't freak out, but Mamie said your mom is dead. And I naturally freaked out. You know, me and my mother, we are not on good terms at all. We fight like cats and dogs. We always have. It's been a really rough relationship between us. She left when I was 14, and things have always just been rocky. I can't please her, and I try to please her, which I shouldn't. But anyway, that's another episode. So I'm crying. Sharona, you know, is here for me, and I believe God sent her to me yesterday because I didn't have a ride to get to my mom. And so she took me, and Craig was already at the hospital with his mom. Oh, guys, I'm talking too fast, aren't I? I'm overwhelmed. Anyway, we got to the nursing home, and I see my aunt and my grandma, and they tell me my mom is fine. Well, thank the Lord. You know, I was really concerned. I don't want something bad to happen to my mom. I love her. We went in, Sharon and I, and talked to my mom for about 5 minutes, and I later on had my kids call my mom and tell her they love her, and I told her I loved her, and you know, maybe things will be okay now. I'm definitely going to do my best not to fight, because the feeling of getting told your mom has passed on the phone was horrible, and it wouldn't have been any better in person, you know, just knowing the situation and knowing she might not be there again. Even though things are hard, I would still miss her so much. I do love my mom. Anyway, so before that, let me back it up a bit. I have an Etsy store. It's called theperfectmug.etsy.com. There's two E's in the. You can get the link on my Facebook page, Misdiagnosed, or my Instagram, Pez Candy, or misdiagnosed.com will take you everywhere you need to go. Anyhow, shameless plug. I started selling these mid-century modern pants that I designed. They're really cute. They have atomic kittens on them and just things you would see from the 60s or something, Bewitched era. And anyway, I'm selling them left and right, which I never have over 1 to 3 sales a day on Etsy. Sometimes I don't sell anything at all. And this is going on, and I'm just elated, man. I'm telling Craig about it and telling Sharona about it, and I'm having this best day. And then I get the news about my mom. Well, anyway, I get home later after my mom's okay, all that. I'm still making sales, and I look on Facebook, and there's a woman that actually bought a pair, posted a picture of herself wearing them in this group that I'm in for Atomic Design. And I ended up selling like 15 pairs of pants yesterday. How freaking cool is that? I'm so excited. Like, I love Etsy so much, but it's so much work. And then they take their cut, and then the printers take their cut. And once everyone takes their cut and I have something on sale, I don't make much money, but it is truly something I enjoy doing. So I'm going to stick with that for now. I've been going at it since November. But the good thing about it is it keeps me busy, and it is a wonderful creative outlet for myself. And then today I woke up and I made 2 sales already. I'm a little disappointed because I'm trying to chase that high from yesterday, but maybe I'll get some more sales today and can boost me. I'm going to have to get my design program back and let loose on some new designs and see what I can come up with this year. I never knew I'd be designing leggings. Like, what? I don't even wear leggings, do I? No. Not like this. I started out my store as a mug store because of Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, The Perfect Drug. I wanted the perfect mug, and indeed, it is the perfect mug. It's dainty. I hate drinking coffee out of big mugs now. It just don't taste right. So if you haven't got your perfect mug, hit me up or go over to my website and get one, because it's a 12-ounce mug. And it's just perfect. I love it. So I'm sitting here by myself again today. Craig's at the hospital. The kids went to school after a fight. But at least it's Friday for them. I'm listening to Other Ear. Have you ever heard Other Ear? Well, if you haven't, you should go on to YouTube and check them out. That is my husband's band. He's a one-man band at times. And he has a lot of badass music on YouTube. And it's also available on iTunes, Spotify, etc., etc. Yeah. So I don't have any plans for this weekend. I probably won't get to make a podcast because I won't be by myself. And I just can't do it with people around me. I don't really talk much in person unless I'm excited or my ADHD is banging. I don't know. It just depends who I'm with. So I'll just keep the kids entertained and try to have a good time with them. And oh, there's an Easter egg hunt tomorrow at the fairgrounds. Yeah, we'll have to take the kids to that if we can. I think it's at like 11. I don't know, but I really want to take the kids to that. And I'm going to take them next week to another Easter event and then do my own at my grandmother's house just for funsies. But anyway, I guess I'll close for now. And I'm not editing this, you guys. Sorry. I know it's off the wall, but this is just me talking to you. This is how I am and who I be. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me and let me update you on my life. If you want to leave a comment, I don't think that's possible. I think you can leave me voicemail, or you can just reach out to me in Messenger. I'm here all day. I love to talk to you. All right. Well, you have a good day, morning, night, noon, whatever you're having. And stay tuned. I'll be back as soon as I can. Love you guys. Bye.